B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 5 o'clock hour on a Mike Misnell Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason Martinez, or Martinez as we know him. I know him as Martinez. We'll be in tomorrow. We'll be off. Andrew, you'll be with Jason, right?
No. I'm doing middays tomorrow.
Oh, you'll be doing middays? All right, so Jason will be on in this spot tomorrow as we get a... Nat and I get an early 4th of July run on.
Yes.
Okay, you headed to the shore, Nat?
No, I'll be in the city this weekend.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
You haven't decided yet, well, right?
I got to go at 7:50 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll figure out what I'll do after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, some late NFL news that just broke here. And I'll just read this as it's written. Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is traditionally known as the Black National Anthem, is expected to be performed live or played before every week one NFL game. And the league's considering a variety of other measures during the upcoming season to recognize victims of police brutality. Now I'll go to the quote here from the NFL. The league hopes its efforts demonstrate, quote, a genuine commitment to the public, players, and coaches, and that player voices continue to be heard. This is the key to educating fans and becoming a prominent voice in the fight to end racism and also to avoid kneeling and upsetting our conservative flag-toting fans and sponsors. See, I added that.
Is that what it says?
I added that last part for a reason. So, I hope they don't kneel because we're going to do this in week one. It's so transparent. I hate this league. I hate the way they do business because they presume everybody's stupid. All right, it's a nice gesture. Do it every game. What's the big deal? Do it every game. So here's the NFL's thinking this. Black players have to stand for that. As long as they're standing, they won't stand. They'll also stand for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And all our problems go away.
Mm-hmm. For week one, maybe.
Right.
Week two, week three.
They're hoping to make enough points with this, though. That won't happen in week two, then.
I don't know.
They choose not to kneel.
And you got to televise it, too. First song.
There you go.
Can't just skip over that one.
All right.
By the way, some news from multiple reporters. Those four players, it seems like they are on the COVID list. The COVID-19 list.
Yeah, four players that we don't know.
It's Ranger Suarez, Hector Neris.
Oh, we do know.
Yeah, they just announced.
Scott Kingery. And there was one other player. My apologies.
Uh-oh.
And Tommy Hunter.
Tommy Hunter, yeah.
Well, that means Segura. I wonder if they'll put him back at second base now. May have Bone be your starting third baseman.
They still got time.
Time, but it's like, you know, that would be the backup plan.
So Matt Breen is reporting that players can be placed on the list if they test positive, obviously, or if they just show symptoms or have been in contact with an infected person. Now I'm going to guess they all tested positive.
Yeah,
but
we'll see. This is not going to stop here, unfortunately, so. All right, so one of the things in the 5 o'clock hour, just to break up what we talk about, and we've been all over the place. There's going to be a movie on Kurt Warner?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Saw that.
I did not see that. About his life?
Well, yep.
And then what kind of movie? Not a movie that's going to be released as a movie. Like what? Some kind of a TV movie?
I never saw the movie Shazam. Oh, Natalie, I don't know if you saw it.
I saw Shazam.
The main character, the superhero, is going to be playing Kurt Warner. So I'm going to guess that's not just some made-for-TV movie. If a successful
movie on Kurt Warner.
Yeah. About his...
You have any interest in that?
American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story.
You know, him playing in the XFL, Arena Football League. Bagging groceries?
That's like an NFL Network at best.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to the theaters to watch it.
It'll probably be like a Netflix thing, right? Does it say?
I didn't see anything about that. But I know it's like a Hollywood production.
No, it's not a documentary. It's an actual movie where they'll have somebody playing the part of Kurt Warner.
Yes,
similar
Hollywood production
to Invincible. Oh yeah, Lionsgate is producing it. So that's
movie theaters right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't had a nice sports movie.
I enjoy a documentary,
right?
Yeah, I don't know about a movie. Well, Kurt Warner's big enough to like have a movie with a guy playing him.
Can I?
Is he?
That's all in the producers.
Now, let me also ask you something.
Yeah.
Because my wife feels this way.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to see a movie on someone that is either A, still alive, or B, like it's too recent. Like Kurt Warner hasn't been retired for that long.
I agree.
So
like, there's no appeal for me. A movie of Kurt Warner. I don't even know if he's wouldn't be if he's not alive. There would be, to be honest with you. Really, is there any hook to this?
I mean, they're just how he went from a third shift grocery store clerk to a Super Bowl MVP in just a few short years.
I mean, it's a great,
that's
story.
Amazing.
Not enough of a hook, though. Not like Ernie Davis having leukemia. You know, like there's no storyline.
Where you went on the Invincible Vince Papale story. Okay, so you're about it. All right.
I mean, but I only because it was Philly where he had it, was I interested in it. Like, I don't know anybody outside of Philly. Well, I guess because Mark Wahlberg was there. I don't know. I just don't. I don't see the appeal to Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner actually wants. It's actually, you know, it's bigger than the Papale story.
But I mean, he...
That's not really.
Well, he played in college.
I was going to say, he played football. It's not like he was just picked off the street as a bagger and then was like thrown into the NFL and was miraculous. Yeah. He had a football pedigree.
Hey, listen, good luck to the producers. I'm going to make a lot of money. Speaking of sports movies, what's your top five?
My top five?
Mm-hmm. Well, until the Kurt Warner movie comes out and goes to the top of your list. What is your top five?
Remember the Titans. Is I mm-hmm. think number one.
Number one? Okay.
I think it's
in my top five.
I think it's number one. Mm-hmm. Baseball. I love Field of Dreams.
Ugh.
But I don't know if it's a top three or four.
Oh
me.
God, what sappy nonsense!
You're anti Field of Dreams.
Crap.
I like The Natural. I absolutely love The Natural.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Carter is up there for
pretty,
me.
Pretty
I've
good.
I've
pretty
seen
good one.
Coach Carter. Mm-hmm. Way, not way too many times.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean.
I hear you.
And I do like Blue Chips. Blue Chips is up there for me.
Pretty good. I go in this order. Natural.
See, it's not number one for me.
Come on, man.
I love it, but it's not number one.
Da, da, da. Come on, Andrew.
I love it. It's just not number
baseball
one.
Baseball sentiment brings a tear to my eye. That movie. Two. Hoosiers.
Oh, of course.
Even though Tyrone hates it.
Four.
Three. Bull Durham. Very well done.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's higher than Field of Dreams for me.
Four.
Sorry.
Remember the Titans. And five, an upset. Moneyball.
Really?
You love that movie.
That's
love
a Moneyball. Great movie.
Yeah.
Top five all time.
Top five.
That's impressive. Good work
both
Brad Pitt.
You both left out A League of Their Own.
I love
that's
a league.
Fine.
I love a league.
But
of their
that's
own.
Fine.
And I'm a Hanks fan.
Number 23, League of Their Own. 22 is Field of Dreams on that,
oh,
so don't
okay.
feel bad.
Oh, okay.
Kevin on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kev?
Not much. Natalie, you look beautiful as ever. I don't know who the other white guy is filling in for Tyrone, but that's okay with me.
The other white guy's Andrew Sapchunas. Sapchunas is on with the Cubs. The other white guy.
He's doing a good job. But listen, I'm talking about the Sixers. Now you got Embiid playing the five, right?
Yes.
Now, the four is what, Simmons?
No.
Okay.
Tobias.
Okay, Tobias. Mm-hmm. Now, on the bench is Al Horford. He's going to play the five, would he?
Yes, and he'll play the four.
Now,
off,
wouldn't that give him like a chance for like load management if Tobias's team is out there? Al Horford's team's out there and working it?
Yeah, they'll spell Embiid with Al Horford at that position when Embiid needs minutes.
Well, like I said, they can't work together. They can't be on the four together, right?
They sometimes will be. They play Al Horford at the four I mean, that was the original plan. They kind of backed off of that. But you'll see that. You'll see that at the end of games.
You know they can't work.
Well, I don't know that yet. I mean, Al Horford may have been hurt all year. Who knows? Well, I don't know what to expect from Al Horford. They're not. Listen, yeah, they're not. He's going to come off the bench at first, so don't worry about that. But
off the bench.
Yeah, but at the end of the games, there's a chance he'll be the four.
Oh, and also, before I go, the best hitter in baseball, me growing up, without the shift, you don't need a shift on, is Tony Gwynn.
Great player. Not many people can handle the bat like Tony Gwynn. His bat was a very tiny bat, by the way. I saw that in a collection.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very tiny bat. I think he waved it like a wand.
32 or less?
It was like about a 32.
Okay.
John Lansdale, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, John?
I love you guys. You're talking about Metagon. So I was in Houston before, Texas, and ordered a cheesesteak. They brought out a prime rib with a piece of cheese on top of it.
Where was this?
In Houston, Texas.
Yeah, you should have known better.
Yeah, I should have known better. I was a young buck at the time, and that was that. But what if Wawa started doing like the baguettes? I don't know if you get down with the baguettes. I lived out in Spain for a bit, and they were fantastic.
Like baguettes? What, the baguette, like bread?
Yeah.
What's in it?
Oh, you got you get the salami. You get you could add anything the cheese.
Oh yeah, you'll find those in Italian show, like the Cafe L'Aquila will have.
Yeah, they'll
have it in their case. Right, yeah, the Italian sandwiches made with the baguette. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, right underneath your steps.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And another thing I was asking, other than Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. Up in Boston. I mean, I'm not going to lie, that's a racist town. I mean, they don't really, you can see as far as the team goes, they don't really, put people of color on their team. So, I mean, I hope everything goes well up there for him, at least. I don't really care about the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But another thing, do you think we get sports back? And what do you think about Yasiel Puig? I heard some caller the other day talking about he might be he's available and he's been out of L.A. and everything.
Yeah. Where's he play? Except DH.
Listen,
he'd be there's a guy. Who's the guy in right field, Andrew?
Bryce Harper.
There's a guy named Harper in right.
No, I said left.
Oh, left. That's McCutcheon.
Yeah, McCutcheon. So would he be able to play center, you think?
I don't think that you want to have Andrew McCutcheon playing center right now. So if you I'm all for signing Puig as a right-handed DH. There's not a spot in the outfield that would benefit him and benefit the Phillies. But, who's their right-handed DH right now?
Oh, it's Adam Haseley, right?
I mean, he's left-handed.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
He's going to be the starting center fielder. So who's the right hand DH? Jay Bruce would be the left handed DH. Who's the right hand?
Roman Quinn. That excites you, right?
No, it'd be Bohm. Might be Bohm
if he starts with the team.
Get the at bats from the right side. Now there's going to be fewer at bats because you're not going to face many left handers.
Right.
So it's not like an imperative position. So you might not be able to maximize Puig. Todd in Philadelphia. Todd, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Todd.
Hey buddy, how you doing?
What's up, Todd?
Not too much. Hey Mike. We up here in Philly, isn't there a sub joint, Del Sandro?
Yeah, I know Del Sandro.
Yeah, that's the same family as we had for the governor down there, right?
It's the same family as what?
The governor we used to have many years ago.
Who was the governor many years ago?
Del Sandro.
Who was that? What year was that? When was he the governor?
Actually, he was governor of Maryland, but he went to prison. So, do you know about that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
The governor of Maryland, Del Sandro. Anyway, Pelosi family, they're all related. Everybody's related.
Yeah, why would I care about the governor of Maryland?
No.
What?
Okay, all right. Real quick.
I thought you were talking about Pennsylvania.
Family.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, all right. football, Mike, it'll be done before it gets started, like probably in second. It's a contact sport. Football's out. Cross sport. I think by the second or third week, it'll be finished. You know, basketball, I think it'll be finished. Contact sport, once again. And hockey and baseball, I think, are the only two that make it. But the dugouts, guys are going to be catching the virus left and right if they're not careful.
Why do you think hockey and baseball would make it and not basketball?
Well, I think they'll make it if they aren't sitting right next to each other. I think they'll make it.
But why don't you think
very contact and they're going to be breathing all over one another?
Yeah, I got that with football. But why don't you think the NBA would work out because they have the bubble advantage?
I think they'll be doing the same thing. They're going to be breathing all over one another.
Well, yeah, okay. All right, so baseball, they're not going to be breathing over one another, and that's why he thinks baseball will make it. All right, I got his rationale. But see, they're breathing up. These are tested clean people that are breathing over everybody. So that's what the point of the bubble is, that they're clean playing against you clean.
And then
it doesn't matter if you're breathing. You're breathing on somebody.
And then you go, honor system, just don't leave the bubble.
Yes. Right. All right, Tony is calling from Baltimore. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
All right, Mike, I think it's about time for a more refreshing and better conversation here. yeah, it was 5 o'clock hour showing its face today, man. Hey, Tunis, you're the man, bro. It's nice to see you on here. I listen to you every day.
Double shifting, Tunis. Taking one for the team, man. Man.
All right, well, listen, Mike, here's the thing. Oh, and before I finish the call, we're going to talk about the shift real quick, Mike, because I don't think, I'm like you, it doesn't need to be taken away, but I just think if they want to increase the excitement of the sport, if this sport does suffer from what just happened with the players and the owners, you know, if they want to induce some excitement, I'll make a suggestion for you. But Nat is correct with the cheese sandwich, and let me tell you why. I'm a father of 5 and a 7-year-old. I applied the same method my father did to me. When it was time and he was busy with the other kid and I was hungry, he said, here, come here, son. Come to the fridge. Get the bread. Get the cheese out. You know, the prepackaged processed cheese. Mike, this is how you teach a kid to take care of themselves real quick. And it sticks with you because Natalie, like me, is a child at heart. We're always going to be like, we're always going to do things that we did that pleased us when we were children. So you get to go to the fridge, get your bread, get your cheese, make yourself a little sandwich with some mustard or mayo, and you're happy.
Wait a minute. You're gone. Prepackaged fake cheese on top of the cheese sandwich here?
That's when the times are tough, Mike. Times weren't always great.
No, I get that. I would eat ketchup sandwiches. So I know what you're talking about.
No,
right now, you still go with the
No, never, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I would not feed that to my children. No. okay. No.
Let me ask this. Were you a Velveeta man?
No, when I was a kid, yes, Mike, but I don't feed that to my children.
Okay. Hey,
you gotta go high quality cheese nowadays, Mike. I go Cooper Sharp.
Okay, now we're talking.
That's creamy stuff right there.
Well, yes, it is.
A nice hoagie.
Now, so you're okay with a cheese hoagie, though, Tom?
No, I never did the cheese hoagie, but I know what Nat's talking about. I've seen the cheese sub on menus and places, and I never ordered it. But like I said, I can do a cheese sandwich. And an underrated condiment for you, Miracle Whip. A cheese sandwich with Miracle Whip will blow your mind, Mike.
Oh, I can't go Miracle Whip. Oh, God, no, please. I got to go Hellman's Real.
Yes.
I can't go Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
That's got a funny taste.
It does.
That Miracle Whip. That's not mayonnaise. There's something funky in that. It makes it sour.
Yeah.
So were you prepackaged cheese, open up a slice of with the wrapper?
No, my mom would have like a pound of American in the fridge.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about cheese. Even though I don't do a cheese hoagie, I'll sit down with deli cut cheese and nosh.
And yes. Do you make cheese donuts?
By the slice.
Do you make cheese donuts where you bite a hole
in it? I get two cheeses that I do that with, American and Munster.
Well, Munster is a supreme cheese.
See, my dog is a big fan of the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I come out with it, when she hears the cold cut wrapper, she knows exactly what's up.
So you go straight cheese, not even like a pretzel with it.
No, just like, because if you like a nice piece of thin cut American cheese, you pick it up and you throw it in your mouth and you let it kind of melt on the roof of your mouth, like as a cheese nosh.
yeah,
type of activity as you're watching TV.
Uh-huh.
You know, I go like maybe four slices max.
Sad, I can't do that. That never does it.
No, Mike, you got to bite a hole in the middle. And then when you fold it in half and then you bite a hole in the middle. And then when you open it back up, it's a cheese donut.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I like the wheat thin.
I don't do that.
With the, or no, the Triscuit. A Triscuit with a piece of cheese.
I'm anti-cracker.
You're what?
Yeah, I don't do crackers.
Why?
I'm not a cracker man.
Okay.
He's a cheeseman. He's not
I'm a cheeseman.
Yeah, but cheese with the cracker.
Fresh deli cheese. Fresh sliced deli cheese. Occasionally, that will be a nosh of sitting on a chair watching TV. Snack for me.
Yeah.
But I don't go cracker with it. You can't go American cheese and cracker.
Yes,
it has to be. No,
and
it has
Triscuit?
To be. It has to be a cheddar.
Yes, I agree with Mike.
Provolone. You know, fresh cut off a block.
I've done American cheese with the almond. It's a good item. The salted item, almond.
American cheese with almond.
Yeah. You throw in a few almonds, then take a bite of the cheese.
Huh.
Cheese nuts? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, yeah. Tom in Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tom?
I'm not walking across the street to see Kurt Warner movie, I'll tell you right now.
If it's piped in your own home, you're not going to sit down nestling with Kurt and his...
2 hours.
Remember his wife with the haircut? You know, the loyal wife?
I'm not taking 2 hours of my life to watch that.
All right, okay.
Okay, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite sports movie is Bang the Drum Slowly.
Yeah, it's one. I like it. I wouldn't put it as one of my favorite. It's a total tearjerker.
Yeah,
it's another one that busts me up.
Okay, and not to my real point here is somebody who was really ahead of his time was Whitey Ashburn. He always preached never to sacrifice bunt. You only have 27 outs. Do not give one of them up. The only reason you bunt is to bunt for a hit. He said he hated the idea of giving an out.
You know what he specifically hated? He hated the pitcher bunting. What was the circumstance he used to hate?
Well, he hated when there was just to move
the guy on second to third.
Was already somebody on third
with two outs. Oh yeah, right. First and third. Yeah, bunt a guy from first to second and give an out.
Yes.
That's what it was.
That drove him really crazy.
Yeah.
And but one final point. Tell me if you think this is feasible. I would love to see us do away with metal bats altogether. And I don't understand it. I mean, we had no money when we were kids, but we always played an organized ball with wooden bats.
Yeah, but see, you're an old head. You're trapped in that mindset. Metal bats make the game more fun for younger kids.
Yeah, especially when it goes like 3 miles.
Yeah, high school kids too. It makes the high school game a little better. College game, I don't know. I mean, the major colleges that feed Major League Baseball, maybe they can go to the wood bat. I don't know.
What I didn't understand was in South Jersey, high school, we played with the metal bat, but as soon as it became fall ball and it was like a high school associated league, we used wooden bats.
Which is stupid.
I don't know why.
You know, I played in a lot of age group leagues where they wouldn't get back to the purity of the game. Like, you guys are older. Like, you're 40. Like, what do you... it's not as much fun with a wood bat, especially when you get older. Like, that's more where you need a metal bat. No. Tradition. We have a wood bat league. Oh, come on. 610-632-0975. I need to buy your own wood bats. I got the Carolina Clubber and the X-Bat. I had to order my shipment.
Oh,
back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 5:31. Mike Mussinelli Show. It's time for final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment, check out Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown, PA. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or give them a call. They have safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie Aguinaldo, final numbers of today's Twitter poll.
Thank you, Mike. Today's poll has over 800 votes on it. Should we expect players to sign a waiver where any member of their family cannot sue if they were to pass away from coronavirus? 34% say yes, 66% say no.
Well, that's gone down, too.
Yeah.
From today.
Mm-hmm.
People feeling less benevolent as the day goes on. 7-6 day. That's happening Monday. That's right. 97.5 The Fanatic is helping the Sixers celebrate their day on the calendar, 7-6 day. We'll have NBA insiders and special guests from the Sixers throughout the day. And you can win some awesome 76ers autograph prizes starting every hour at 7 a.m. In addition to that, we'll have a Fanatic tent and crew in our West Lobby parking lot. We'll be handing out Sixers t-shirts to people who can just drive by, stop in the lot, and ask for one. Simple as that. And, of course, the hourly giveaways that we're going to have, autograph prizes like Joel Embiid, white Sixers jersey, signed. Ben Simmons, blue signed, swingman jersey. A Dr. J autographed basketball, regulation size. And an Allen Iverson signed jersey from the 2001 NBA Finals.
That's insane.
It's good stuff to give away. I also want to thank the people at Linden Italian Market of Real Philly Deli, who use their best Dietz and Watson meats and artisan cheeses to create their signature South Philly, Linden Club, and Italian hoagies. Learn more about Linden Italian Market and all their amazing Dietz and Watson Real Philly Delis at realphillydeli.dietzandwatson.com. And we had a lot of hoagie talk today on the show. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. What's up, Andrew?
Hello, Mike. How you doing? Oh, by the way, I just want to say the best sports movie I can't get enough of. That's Cinderella Man. And Natalie, I do love League of Their Own. Those are the movies there.
Cinderella Man, a good movie.
I love it. I love it. Oh, but Mike, too, I don't know if I could say the name, but you were in Swedesboro sometime a few years ago.
Yes, we used to do our show at Botto's restaurant over there.
Yes, oh, you can say Botto's. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are great there. Different crew. Come back again at some point. But to get to the point about the Boston, mm-hmm. the Boston guys, the thing that always intrigued me, now, Mike, I think I'm about in your age group. Like the 60s into the 70s, there was always a thing if a black athlete, such as Muhammad Ali, celebrated. Where the area I came from, it wasn't a very progressive area. People would be very angry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am just curious, like, why is that even a thing if it is not racist? Like, if you remember Ali, a lot of times he actually said that he got his idea to build a gate from professional wrestling. And yet, there were people who vilified him for just being confident or arrogant. So I'm just kind of curious. Now, I'm not a big, Cam Newton, I'm not a big fan of his. But why is that even a thing?
It shouldn't be a thing, especially in this day. Who cares? They celebrate. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like that old school mentality. Well, you hand the ball to the official. Those things are gone. Right. Just get used to it. Things change.
And also, too, I remember when Joe Namath did the number one when they won the Super Bowl. They were,
wasn't on the field, though. That was when he was walking into the locker room.
Oh, what was after they? Yeah, after they won it.
Yeah, but he was walking into they were running into the locker room after the game when he did that. Nobody used to do that on the field. It's a nouveau thing. So what? It's 2020.
And then, there was a time, remember Arthur Ashe? He won, I think, the U.S. Open or Wimbledon. And he just, like, did his fist. Like, just like, yeah, I won it.
Uh-huh.
And I remember neighbors being mad about that.
Well, of course, because back then the racist climate was even heavier than it is today. So that's, I hate when I celebrate. Oh, why? Who cares? It's a touchdown on the board. Celebrate. How's it change your life? They celebrate. Let's go, David Marlton. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Dave?
I haven't called in a long time.
How's it going?
Good. You're right on with this, like, the players from the MLB signing a waiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you do?
If I was making $500,000, I would probably be more inclined to sign it than if I had $33 million the year before in the bank already.
Yeah. I mean, the owners lawyered up and just said, like, we don't want to get hammered on the back end of this.
I assume this was discussed with the union because they wouldn't have just come out blindly. Or if they did come out blindly, the union would have had a response by now. So I guess right. They approved it. And I guess if you're going to approve it, then the owners are going to cut and the NFL are going to cover their butt.
Right. And then the players are just like sitting there like blindsided by it.
I don't know if they've been blindsided. That's the thing. I assume in part of the deal on coming back was that they discussed this waiver. But it is interesting in this waiver, the major paragraph is in capital letters for emphasis.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm a chef for the Indy team and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you've traveled around the nation and stuff. When you come back to Philly, what was your number one sandwich to go to?
When I came back to Philly, what was my number one sandwich to go to? I guess sandwiches. Yeah. I'm telling you, the best cheesesteak is John's. So I discovered that early.
Yeah, I would go with the Italian hoagie,
mm-hmm.
with the capicola, prosciutto, peppered ham, sharp provolone.
You can get a good Italian hoagie at almost any Italian specialty shop because they have the good meats like that. Here's the language in caps. Specifically, I agree that on behalf of myself and my personal representatives, heirs, spouse, guardians, executors, administrators, successors, assigns, and next of kin.
Basically,
they went all the way down the line. I hereby waive, release, discharge, and hold harmless and agree not to sue the released parties noted below. And of course, that's all the teams. With respect to any claim, liability or demand or whatever kind or nature, either in law or in equity, including for personal injuries or wrongful death that may arise in connection with or relate in any way to exposure or contraction of COVID-19. Boom. Not playing. Jason Cherry Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Jason?
Happy 4th of July weekend to you, brother.
You too, man.
Thank you, bro. So I had a question for you. I wanted your thoughts because I don't know if you really have been talking about it today. But so, you know, obviously the NBA is supposed to come back and everything. And, you know, it's pending if, I guess, the virus cooperates, I guess, if you want to say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get your take on, like, let's say best case scenario, everybody stays virus free for the most part. Where do you think, with this time being off and how time has kind of allowed guys like Brett Brown to analyze, where do you think they might be able to kind of fall once they're able to resume play, if they're able to resume play?
I don't think they can fall like to the Eastern Conference Finals. I just don't. I don't see where anything is going to change significantly enough to get these guys to play better than the other teams that are coming out of the same circumstance. So in my view, they are what they are. But if they come out, they would have to come out and gain momentum through chemistry of beating two teams before they get to the final, the Eastern Conference Finals. And in which case, I would think they would have a chance because winning two series would be nothing to sneeze at.
Sure, I would agree.
But I don't have a lot of faith that things are going to change. They kind of are what they are, and no matter what he adjusts to, I don't think he's going to be able to find a magic formula in light of the fact that they're playing better teams.
Yeah, that's also true. I mean, my thought was, you know, look, I call Anthony Shaw all the time. I talk to Chunas all the time. He was saying it the other day. You can't just make people, three-point shooters. It takes time to develop that skill, and you're not going to replace guys like J.J. Redick overnight. So let's be honest. I mean, in the NBA playoffs, everything gets slowed down. It becomes a half-court game, and the Sixers struggle in a half-court set because of the shooting space.
Well, I ask myself, what can go better? What can go better is Joel Embiid can dominate games. And he's got a short period of time to do it, so it's not like he has to save himself. So that's the possibility. That's the only hope they have. He dominates games, and then, you know, like nobody can play with that. So that's their major advantage.
He's the one guy that needs to have a bubble around them because he gets every ailment on the planet.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not a believer that he is coming back in his supersonic shape. I have to see it to believe it. But I go, okay, their bench was their bench. You saw it. Well, what's so special? And what's going to be so special? The Alex Burks we saw. We seen a different Alex Burks. We seen a different G-Rob the third. Are we seeing a different Horford as the first guy coming off the bench? Are they going to have to rely on Furkan Korkmaz as their shooter? Like, all these things I look at, I go, you're forgetting that this didn't work in the first place. 610-632-0975. We'll take your calls until we get out of here, right here on the Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 5:46. Mike Missinelli Show. I don't know what everybody's doing this weekend, but be safe out there. If you're going to the shore, probably it's going to be crowded. So use your best judgment and the wisdom. The following weekend, interesting enough, I don't know, man, did you see this? Where they're going to close off five blocks of East Passyunk Avenue?
Yeah.
Because of the open for outdoor dining?
That'll be nice. Actually, because
so that's the first street they're going to close off. They talked about this.
Yeah, so a lot of the streets, like 2nd Street in Northern Liberties, Passyunk Avenue, 18th on across from Rittenhouse, they've extended the outdoor dining into kind of the street with these wooden barriers. Mm-hmm. So it'll be nice to kind of be sitting outside and not have to worry about potentially getting hit by a car.
You have a lot of restaurants in this little five-block thing.
Oh, a ton. It's awesome. I love East Passyunk.
Punk Burger?
Oh, Punk Burger.
It's called Punk?
Yeah.
It's got apostrophe in it.
Yeah, it's Punk. It's
Punk? Punk Burger?
Yeah. Like Passyunk.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were doing. Punk, but Passyunk.
I think it's Passyunk. A play. It's Punk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nord?
Nord is good.
Bing Bing Dim Sum?
Love mm-hmm. Bing Bing.
I don't like the communal seating. It's communal seating.
Yeah.
I doubt they won't be able to do that now. Right?
Well, that's all they have, though. I mean, how are they going to... You're not going to be able to go inside, so...
Right.
Yeah. Barcelona Wine Bar.
So good.
Good?
So good.
Big Catch Poke?
I don't think I've ever eaten there.
Black and Brew?
So good.
Cantina Los Caballitos?
Even better.
Essen? You ever been to Essen?
Essen, no.
Flannel?
Never been to Flannel.
Fond?
No, Fond.
It's Fufu.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. ITV Philly?
Mm-mm.
Isabella Pizza?
Mm-mm.
Matatoni Steelworks?
Mm-mm.
Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Been to Mars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Noir?
Noir. I think I was supposed to eat there, but didn't for some reason.
Palace of India?
No, haven't eaten there.
Perla?
I've been to Perla.
Philly Bagels?
Yes.
Pistolas del Sur?
I don't think I've eaten there.
Pope?
Oh, the Pope, yeah.
River Twice?
Mm-mm.
River Twice is owned by my daughter's friend's parents.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, Stateside.
Love Stateside.
Yeah, so good.
Is that still going strong? Because that was like real hot at one point.
Yeah.
Stogie Joe's.
My favorite.
Big fan.
Food.
Teasing Me.
What is it?
Teasing Me.
No.
T-E-A-S-N-M-I.
Oh, no.
You been there?
Mm-mm.
All right, check it out. Let us know.
I will.
And in Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Ed?
Every one of them.
How you doing?
All right. I'm doing good. Hey, listen, I just want to make a quick comment. Just a quick hoagie comment. My favorite is roast beef with Hellman's mayo and a lot of oil. And
mayo and oil you go on the roast beef hoagie.
I do, because I usually don't nail it the same night, so I want that oil to sponge up in that bread a little bit. And dill pickles, no sweets. Got to go dill.
You got dill pickles on a roast beef hoagie.
and everything else.
It's not my top five, but I can see where you would like it, Ed.
But Mike, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If your employer asks you to sign a waiver that something could happen to you on the job and they're not liable, is that the next step that we're all going to be signing waivers at our employer?
I'm going to tell you right what, that's definitely the next step. It would definitely be the next step. There's no way the corporation would not now want to protect themselves in this kind of climate. But the outlet is they also can let you work from home. So you're talking about the people that are required to be in the office.
Products for everybody that wants to order online.
Yeah, I think it's the wave of the future.
Listen, I hope you guys all have a great weekend. Andrew, you're the man doing the double.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much.
All right. See you.
Okay. Good deal. All right. So, Chance, what have you learned here in this little brief little stint? It'd take you back in time because you actually produced me for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, about 6 months.
6 months worth.
Mm-hmm. So what I learned today?
What did you learn today?
That your rules of food, I don't agree with any of them.
Barbara, see, we didn't get anybody. We had somebody on the line and he hung up. The bagel thing.
Yes.
This notion of the toasted bagel. Is a fallacy.
Love
in the bagel world, because the real bagel aficionados will tell you a fresh bagel, there's nothing like it, and you only can mess it up if you toast a fresh bagel. The point of a fresh bagel is it's freshly baked, it's parboiled and baked, and it's got that
doughy
Christmas already with the doughy.
Yeah.
So that to toast it defeats it.
I love when there's the little brown. You could tell it's toasted right on the top. It's beautiful.
How do you feel about an English muffin?
I'm a fan.
I love the English muffin.
I'm a fan of the English muffin.
The nooks and crannies?
Yes. But I usually, this is like a breakfast thing, a pork roll and cheese on an English muffin.
Delicious.
Nice.
Is where I go, usually with the English muffin if I have them. But sometimes the Thomas English muffins suck you into the buy one, get one free.
Yes, so then course. You have like have you, 18 yeah. of them.
Yes. And you have to freeze the one bag.
So this is probably millennial of me, but I enjoy avocado on an English muffin.
Yeah, I'm not an avocado fan. I don't. Right. That's one of these.
It's an avocado toast thing.
I don't understand the avocado. Like, I don't understand the.
Have you had avocado toast?
Yeah, I've had avocado and guacamole. You know, I don't get it.
No, but the avocado toast, where you like dress it on a piece of toast.
Yeah, it's foo-foo-ish.
And you don't love it?
No.
Oh.
I don't get the idea. The avocado is a tasteless thing.
Nuh-uh, not if it's...
It's totally tasteless.
Seasoned, right? It's a healthy fat.
Put the everything seasoning on there.
What is delicious. The point of guacamole? Because I don't get it.
Goes well with the chip.
It tastes so good.
It doesn't taste like anything.
It's refreshing.
You must summertime. Not have, you must not have good guac, then.
I've had good guac. It's like lobster in that it's an overrated thing. It doesn't taste like anything.
No, I can't believe that you've had good guac then.
I've had good guac. I've had the finest Mexican restaurant guac that you could have.
My mom has made,
and I don't get it.
My mom's made guacamole with mango inside.
It's well, see, the mango quality. Will enhance straight guac. Yes. You have to have a little salt in it to make it appear like
that's
to
why
taste
you get
like
the salty
anything.
Chip.
And it's in my two top overrated foods of all time.
Wow.
Wow.
I agree with you on lobster.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. I think we ought to wind it down.
Okay.
Is that it?
I think this is it for today.
Have we covered all the food basics?
We've covered everything today.
Yeah.
We're all over the place, and we appreciate everybody who participated. And again, I will not be in with Nat. Nat will not be in tomorrow. Jason Mertidis in this spot tomorrow. Stay tuned. Devon Gibbons from 6 to 10 tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic on NBC Sports Philly. Philly's return to play special followed by the Flyers at the Washington Capitals. February of this year.
They did
play hockey earlier this year. February of 2020. Flyers at the Capitals. And I'm just guessing the Flyers win this game.
Yes.
All right. Everybody have a great 4th of July weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything foolish. We'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.